Tony Nardi. It is one of the world's greatest architectural achievements, built by common people whose sacred duty was to guarantee the survival of mankind for eternity. For the workers buried in the cemetery, pyramid building was a sacred task. They gave up their lives to create monuments we call the greatest wonder of the ancient world. Theirs was a sacred technology designed to keep the universe alive, the stars and the sun in motion for all time. It now appears clear that in building the pyramids, the Egyptians were also building their nation. Through sacred beliefs, a people were unified. But how far did the ancients take their devotion to the sacred? How much devotion is too much? That answer may be found here, in the most isolated place on Earth. This is Easter Island, a small triangle of land stranded in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. The first European visitors who arrived in the 18th century found a small population of 100 people who called themselves Rapa Nui. They also found startling evidence of a remarkable ancient culture. Mysterious stone faces ringed the island. Most had been toppled over during a war that had consumed the land and its people. How could an isolated tribal culture of only a few thousand people create such an extraordinary collection of massive sacred monuments? Revealing the mysteries of these statues has been difficult. Like the ancient Egyptians, priests here possessed a hieroglyphic language. So far, no one has been able to decode it. But there are clues here. When the statues were knocked down, many Rapa Nui took refuge in caves to escape the violence. Here, archaeologist Claudio Cristino has found chilling evidence of a culture in chaos.